The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, welcome to a Monday edition of the Todd Starnes radio program. Coast to coast on more than 100 outstanding radio stations and streaming live on Gitter and at ToddStarnes.com. Hello, fellow patriots. I'm Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today from the Liberty University's studio located today at my home base, News Talk 1540 KXEL in Cedar Rapids and Waterloo, Iowa. The 50,000-watt blowtorch scorching middle America with accurate news and reasonable views. Todd is off today. He will be back with you at this time tomorrow. Hope you'll stay with us. We have a number of tremendous guests lined up to cover all of the important topics in the news, and we'd also like to have your input as always. Call us at 844-747-8868, same number you usually use to connect with Miss Grace. She'll put you on through to me at 844-747-8868. Coming up in 30 minutes, just after your bottom of the hour news and weather break, we'll speak with attorney and national news analyst Dr. Wendy Patrick about the Supreme Court protests that took place over the weekend. I'll touch on that here in just a moment, but we'll get her viewpoint on it this hour as well. Coming up in hour number two of the program, Bill O'Reilly joins us live to talk about his brand new book, Killing the Killers. I'm holding a copy right now. Wonderful book, yet again, the most popular book series, nonfiction book series in history, the Killing series, and the new edition with some amazing reporting. It's called Killing the Killers. We'll talk with Mr. O'Reilly 1 hour from now at the bottom of hour number two. Representative Mark Walker will talk about his campaign in the race in North Carolina. And then coming up to start hour number three, former Iowa Congressman Steve King will be our guest. He has a new political memoir available called Walking Through the Fire. He got what many feel was a raw deal from Kevin McCarthy. And Steve King is here to tell you he got treated by McCarthy then the same way people are complaining that they're being treated by McCarthy now and that he is not fit to be Speaker of the House. In other words, if you want to hear from someone who experienced firsthand deception at the hands of the minority leader, well, this is the man who will tell you about it. SteveKing.com is his website. The book, Walking Through the Fire, former Iowa Congressman Steve King, 2 hours from now. And again, hopefully you, as we move along at 844-747-8868. As I told my audience in Iowa today, there used to be a line. A line that you just did not cross. And there were various lines in personal life, in business, in professional life. But families used to be off limits. They just were off limits, especially when minor children were involved. It was this way when Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn brought Amy into the White House. It was that way when Barack and Michelle Obama had their two minor daughters in the White House. Minor children are supposed to be off limits. In other words, let's not put them through the rigors of something that their parent did on the political stage or in business. There's a line. Some would suggest that line was completely blown away, obliterated, and erased over the weekend when a group of protesters went to the house of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. When a group of protesters made their way nearby, as it turns out, to the home of Chief Justice John Roberts. Now, near as we can tell from what we've seen on the social media, the whole thing was organized by a Kavanaugh neighbor who disclosed the addresses and said, here, let's meet in this public parking lot. We'll all get together and then we'll march down there. That, given the current political climate, I would suggest, is akin to hanging a target on the backs of these individuals. Never mind the families, in some cases the young families, who reside behind the doors and walls of that house. And on top of it then, to really show you how mindless so much of this is, it's one thing to go to Brett Kavanaugh's house. He's on record, according to the leaked decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, proposed opinion. He's one of those who voted to overturn Roe versus Wade. John Roberts, though, voted the way these people want to have a vote cast. In other words, he's one of them on this issue, and they still went to his house and protested. If you're John Roberts, and I have no reason to doubt the faith of his convictions, the courage of his convictions, if he cast a vote, I'm just going to give him the benefit of the doubt until shown otherwise that he did it because he thought it was the right thing to do. He was not playing a political game. We'll give him that benefit of the doubt for a moment. He's looking out the window probably saying, what do you mean? I am with you on this issue. Nope, not good enough. Because on other issues, you're not with us. And you were appointed by a Republican, and so therefore you must pay. The sound and fury. Chuck Schumer said, we were going to unleash everything. Here we go. Thankfully, in neither of those incidents was anyone, to my knowledge, hurt or injured. Thank goodness. Because if something terrible had happened, you can blame the current majority leader of the United States Senate, the one who got behind the microphone at the Supreme Court building and threatened physical harm to justices of the Supreme Court. In one respect, I don't blame the protesters. They thought it was okay to do. It is purely by the grace of God that nothing bad happened. And now you have the White House. Talk about a day late, well, really 4 days late and more than a dollar short. When asked last week if the White House would proactively condemn any sort of protests at justices' homes, the outgoing press secretary, is this her last week? Is her last day Friday the 13th? Somehow that's just all entirely appropriate. But she refused to condemn protests. Well, no, this White House, we are in favor of free speech and people have to have the right to express their views, et cetera, et cetera. And then all of a sudden, you started getting not one but two Supreme Court justices with angry people in the yard. Now, I say angry because this could have been peaceful, but they certainly weren't happy to be there. They weren't celebrating a ruling, so they were angry about it. Now the White House, through the same press secretary, dubbed Little Red Lying Hood by Mr. Starnes, quite appropriate, she tweeted the following. The president, at POTUS, to be precise here, the president strongly believes in the constitutional right to protest, but that should never include violence, threats, or vandalism. Stop there. that should never include violence, threats, or vandalism. Why the change? Because during the 2020 campaign, when blue cities were being burned down, they didn't take that view, did they? Never should include violence, threats, or vandalism. She continues, judges perform an incredibly important function in our society, and they must be able to do their jobs without concern for their personal safety. Perhaps those who leaked the ruling should have thought of that, provided that the leak came from the left. I have to tell you, I could go either way on that one, and I'll explain that in a moment. But why is it this morning, today, is the first time that this White House believes in protests but says that should never include violence, threats, or vandalism? Little late for that facility in Wisconsin that was firebombed, don't you think? Well, that's not really violence. No one was inside. Really, that's the line now. It's okay to throw a Molotov cocktail into a building because, well, you know, nobody was inside. It is not okay. It is not okay. Now, the question I have at this point, how many Democrats will line up behind that view as espoused on Twitter by the press secretary that protests should never include violence, threats, or vandalism? How many will line up behind that? Or will she have to walk that back before she gets to the podium this afternoon? It's a fascinating concept because protest, peaceful protest, that's a hallmark of our democracy. But the phrase peaceful protest is something to put in quotes and mock based upon what the left has done starting 2 years ago and continuing now through this most recent weekend. When we come back, I'll tell you why, to me, it's just as likely the left leaked the draft ruling as opposed to the right. By the way, isn't it amazing? This is a Monday. Happy Monday to you. Last Monday at this time, this was not a topic. It was what, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central Monday night when Politico first leaked the draft ruling from February? And now everything has changed in that short period of time. You don't even hear about Ukraine much. Do you suppose that's why the First Lady went to Ukraine yesterday? Pay no attention to the Supreme Court thing over here, because it could turn bad in a hurry. Oh, look, Dr. Jill is here with the First Lady of Ukraine. Isn't that wonderful? Joe, of course, was playing golf, as Mr. Starnes noted on the socials yesterday. Joe was playing golf with his brother, and the First Lady was conducting diplomacy in a war zone. Okay. This is what we're dealing with, folks. 844-747-8868 is the number. 844-747-8868. Who might have leaked this? I'll talk about that when we come back. Good to have you along. I'm Jeff Stein, in for Todd, and this is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Well, I don't have to tell you folks, America is facing huge challenges. Soaring inflation, alarming crime rates, the worsening crisis at our southern border, and radical ideas being forced on our children. Folks, it's time to join forces with an organization that loves America. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, is America's conservative 50-plus organization. My friends at AMAC are action-oriented and fight every day to represent your interest on Capitol Hill with the AMAC advocacy team. So join today. Go to amac.us/starnes. Start receiving amazing benefits like discounts on travel, cell phones, and restaurants, all while fighting to preserve America and the causes that conservatives care about. For just $16 a year, you can join forces with AMAC and 2.3 million Americans who share your values. I'm a proud member of AMAC, and you can be one too. Go to amac.us/starnes and join or renew today.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd on this Monday. He'll be back tomorrow. So I said before the break I would tell you why I think it could be either side leaking. Let's say if you're the left, you're someone, either a clerk or a justice on the losing side. You say, let's leak this to try to force some of those justices to change their vote, to have public opinion come to bear and show up outside their house. It may be, however, that the leak came from the right because one of the five got a little bit of cold feet as it got closer to the time where you'd actually have to commit finally. And so the leak came to say these five said they were in favor, to try to hold them to their vote. To me, it could be equal. I mean, one is equally possible or as likely as the other. I think both are, regardless of motive. It is an affront to the U.S. Supreme Court, and it is unprecedented. And we'll talk more with attorney and national news analyst Dr. Wendy Patrick after the bottom of the hour. Now let's go to the news line. And 844-747-8868 is the number that Doug used to call in from North Georgia, listening to WDUN. Doug, thanks for calling the Todd Starnes Show. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Now I'm inside a local large hardware store. I shall not name them because I don't think that they've paid for that, but it's very nice in here. Anyway, yeah, a couple quick ideas. I would like to see federally funded discount vasectomies and hysterectomies. I think it's time to go that route. And also, I would quickly say, I think we're kind of fortunate to see all these people protesting, because I think any person who can protest in favor of feticide, is that what it is? You know, killing you a fetus.
Yeah.
Has sort of marked themselves. And I would say, yes, let's give them unlimited abortions, because the fewer of those people we have. So while I protect the right to life, of course, at some point, you know, I'm sort of sick of these protesters, too. So it's a cynical view, but it might help.
Well, I thought you were going to say that it should be retroactive to get rid of those protesters, but that's hardly a meaningful solution. But the problem, you know, as you raise, let's say these protesters raise children. How are they going to educate them, school them, etc.? I mean, it's going to take an awful lot of work to make the offspring of these protesters productive members of society. Would you agree?
Yes. And by the way, I also meant to say, too, that I think that we should also have some federally funded tax dollars that go toward counseling that isn't just Christian-based, that isn't just religious-based, whatever. It's the feeling of life. Anybody who's known a mother who's waiting to get pregnant, the look on her face when she realizes that she has a life growing in her, it transcends all spirituality. It's just, it's a look you cannot deny. And for anybody to say that that look is irrelevant, is they just have no idea what that life means to somebody. So I think that some really good counseling with people, it doesn't make them feel guilty. It shows them that there are ways. You know, we talk about sustainability all the time. You know, the libs love sustainability. Well, how about sustainability of life? Let's help these young people have these children. There's a lot of people that want to adopt. We all know that. So anyway, I'll let you go. Thanks for your time.
Doug, good luck with the shopping, and thank you so much for calling in from North Georgia today on the Todd Starnes Show. You can reach us in the Liberty University studio by doing just as Doug did. Call 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. The issue, I think, was framed very nicely by the host of this program, Todd Starnes, on the social media over the weekend. I think I may have seen it yesterday. You're either pro-abortion or pro-baby. That's what it comes down to. The left has used this pleasant term, pro-choice. Well, the only choice is, do you kill the baby or not? And to some of these people, it's kill the baby up until the very instant before birth. Those are the ones who say, no limitations whatsoever. None whatsoever. So I think Mr. Starnes is yet again right. The only choice they're talking about is, do I kill this baby or not? Pro-abortion, pro-baby. That's a pretty good way to frame it. We'll talk about the protests with attorney Wendy Patrick when we come back. Jeff Stein in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Friends, since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted, but gold has been on the rise. Gas prices are insane. The stock market extremely volatile. Inflation is even worse than it was last year, and now we have a war with Russia and Ukraine that could spread to the rest of the world. The markets do not like instability. The good news, you have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and retirement. Be proactive while there's still time. Remember 2008? Those invested in gold saw huge gains while others lost their retirements. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein speaking to you from the Liberty University studio on this Monday. Todd will be back tomorrow. Love to hear your thoughts at 844-747-8868. We'll take your calls in the next segment. But joining us now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, attorney and national news analyst, Dr. Wendy Patrick. Dr. Patrick, thanks so much for taking time today. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. It's always a pleasure to join you.
Likewise, you'll see Dr. Patrick on Court TV, Newsmax, Real America's Voice, many different places. She's on the Twitter machine at Wendy Patrick, PhD. All right, let's talk first of all about these protests in front of Supreme Court justices' homes. Now, I say they cross a line in terms of civility. They could very well, however, be legal. What is the actual status of the law with regard to protesters in private homes?
Yeah, Jeff, it's a great question that, you know, we really haven't talked a lot about until now. I almost feel like this is overdue. I mean, so federal law, there's a code section, 18 U.S. Code 1507. It talks about picketing or parading. Here's the gist of it. It says whoever with the intent of interfering with, and that's the operative language that I think is important here, obstructing or impeding the administration of justice or with the intent of influencing any judge. And then it goes on. But it's a statute that we're finally talking about because the Supreme Court justices are now having the people, the protesters, actually having come to their homes. I mean, is there no place sacred? This is, if it's an attempt to intimidate, it would fall within the parameters of this statute, as opposed to people simply voicing disagreement, as you sometimes see in front of courthouses, but not at the homes of the lawmakers and the judges in this case.
I am sure they would say one thing, whether their intention is another, but generally when we're talking about protests, you can't block a sidewalk so others can't get through. You have to engage in, well, it's known as time, place, and manner restrictions. You can't be there at 3 a.m. with a bullhorn. There are limitations on how one may protest. Those are the general rules, but it's pretty clear to most rational individuals that going to not only Brett Kavanaugh's house, but also John Roberts' house, they're sending a message, and that message would very easily be seen as trying to influence the outcome of a pending case.
And that's the issue. You know, it's harder to prove intent than some people think simply by looking at a statute. Someone might think, oh, well, obviously the intent was, well, if these cases actually get filed and get into court, you need evidence to back up what somebody's intent was. Now, circumstantially, you know, I would always try to figure out, you know, what are they chanting? Change your vote, change your vote. I mean, you know, or, you know, women's body, women's right. There's so many different ways in which a particular protest, you know, you talk about time, place, and manner, the content of the communication is also important regarding whether or not it might drive a statute like this from actually being enforced. Now, do I think that we're going to be rounding up many protesters? That probably isn't going to happen today or tomorrow, but, you know, people are really outraged. And I want to say there's bipartisan distaste even for the fact that you're going to take it to somebody's home. I mean, I can tell you the Democratic lawmakers, some of them have had things like this happen over the years, and there is just something about your home, your family, your children that should be sacred. You know, it's one thing to peacefully protest in public, but even the White House changed their tune today and came out and said, no, we do not support this, which I think is great.
Yeah, 3 days late, but better late than never if any
better
of these people.
Better late than never, Jeff.
That's right. Excellent points raised by Dr. Wendy Patrick. She's joining us live on the Todd Starnes program. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. Talk, if you will, and I know some of us have talked about it already, but the whole idea of a draft ruling being leaked, that is something that you just have never heard of being done, and it could, I'm not belittling the impact of overturning Roe versus Wade, if that's how it turns out, but the breach of collegiality and confidentiality during deliberations, that has generational impact on the nine members of this court and how they deal with one another.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Chief Justice John Roberts called this leak absolutely appalling. And I think that sums up the sentiment both publicly and privately expressed, not only by the justices, but all of the rest of us that are watching the Supreme Court and you know, looking at the independence and integrity that characterizes that court. Nobody wants the process to be short-circuited one way or another because somebody decided to expose this opinion before it was done, before it was, I mean, to think that you're going to interfere with the Supreme Court's work this way. So, Jeff, the one question that I had almost right from the beginning when I heard about the leak, which I do agree that justifies its own headline regardless of the merits, is what, if anything, will the Supreme Court do differently with this opinion? I would hate to see this disrupt the inner workings of the ways in which they were finalizing this draft into a final product, which, by the way, was set to be released in June. You know, so it's not like someone could say, oh, just in time for midterms. It's plenty much in advance of the midterms, whether it came out in May or whether it came out in June. I mean, I guess it was just in time for Mother's Day yesterday, but, you know, the who, the what, where, and why, I cannot wait for the marshal of the court to get to the bottom of this so we can find out what happened, Jeff, and also to make sure this never happens again.
I spoke about 15 minutes ago on this program by suggesting it to me is just as likely that the leak came from the left as opposed to the right, different motivations in the whole thing. But it is striking that you now have a justice, Justice Alito. The reports are that he and his family have been taken to an undisclosed location for their own safety. That is something that we would not even have dared think about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I would suggest.
Yeah, I read that too. And, you know, the scary thing about that is this precautionary measure was taken, I mean, just after the mobilization of the pro-abortion activists. So it's almost like they had a sufficient advance warning to make this happen. And, you know, it's not just Alito, but he is the lead on the case. So that was the real scary thing about this. And you wonder what they knew that isn't public that caused them to move so swiftly with respect to Justice Alito. Now, we don't know whether or not Roberts or Kavanaugh were home. I guess there was a lot of footage of the protests in front of their homes. But you're right, Alito, that was something over and above. And it just, I mean, being a judge shouldn't be an occupational hazard. It's not the kind of job you would think would be as dangerous as we've learned in the last week. Apparently it is.
Dr. Wendy Patrick, attorney and national news analyst, joining us on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Her website is WendyPatrickPhD.com. And as noted, she's on the Twitter machine at WendyPatrickPhD. With regard to that leak and the process, and this is something that as a lawyer, I think you can elaborate on, decisions, as they are handed down by an appellate court like this, there are the oral arguments. There's a show of hands. If there's a pretty clear break, then the justices go to start writing opinions, and they get passed around, right? So should we really think that a February draft by Justice Alito, should we assume that that's really going to be the language when it is released, whether on schedule in June or sooner?
Yeah, you know, I have about a minute left. Let me say, I think that we can pretty much safely assume that the justices are going to vote the way they indicated in that opinion because, Jeff, you and I have talked about this before, that is the way they were leaning every time they had an opportunity, whether it was oral argument, they were asking questions, they were making statements. They pretty much have made known through what they say, what they do, the questions they ask the litigators, that that was going to be the way they would come down on this issue. Roberts was really the only wild card thinking, well, maybe we affirm the Mississippi law, but don't not go so far as to overturn Roe. But whether it's 5-4 or 6-3, the votes are there.
Wendy, you're always there when we call. I appreciate it greatly. Have an excellent day.
You as well. Thank you.
Dr. Wendy Patrick, again, attorney and national news analyst, on Twitter at Wendy Patrick, PhD. She joined us live from her home base in California here via the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. 844-747-8868 is how you can join this coast-to-coast conversation on a Monday. One of the things that I think is interesting about the ruling and the fact that it was leaked and it may come down, et cetera, and I've already suggested it could be just as likely one side or the other. I have heard people on the left screaming that this never would have happened if only Merrick Garland was on the Supreme Court. This wouldn't have happened if you had Justice Garland. They're partly right, but only partly right. And I will explain what I mean by that when we come back after this quick break. Again, 844-747-8868. Why don't you join the conversation on the other side? Jeff Stein in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
In November of 2020, the Democrats were up to no good. They were planning to pull off the greatest scheme of election fraud never before seen. They didn't think we would catch them, but we did. Find out what they did and how they did it in the new documentary film called 2000 Mules. Directed and narrated by renowned filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza and executive produced by Salem Media Group with research from TrueTheVote.org. 2000 Mules tells the story of the ones who tried to hijack a presidential election. You'll see the actual video surveillance tapes. You'll see how he tracked their cell phones to box after box as they got paid to carry out this illegal scheme. Watch the movie and decide for yourself. Attend a limited release premiere of 2000 Mules on May 2nd or May 4th. And check your local listings and get your tickets today at 2000mules.com. That's the number 2000mules.com. Again, 2000mules.com.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show, coast to coast, streaming live at toddstarnes.com and live stream on Getter. By the way, toddstarnes.com, Twitter and Getter at Todd Starnes, Instagram at Todd Starnes FNC. I'm Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. He's back tomorrow. You can reach me at Totally Iowa, IOWA, totallyiowa.com. I'm on Twitter and Getter and Parler and Instagram at Iowa, IOWA Politics, at Iowa Politics. So before the break, I indicated that lots of folks on the left, ever since this leaked decision was publicly posted by Politico, great work on their part to get that out there, of course. But I've heard this drumbeat of, this wouldn't have happened if Merrick Garland was on the court. Maybe yes, maybe no. Here's why. Let's say that Merrick Garland was on the Supreme Court, and Donald Trump only had two justices that he was able to appoint instead of three. First of all, those three that he appointed certainly aren't lockstep for him based on their rulings to this point. So all of these folks who say they saw this coming, well, how do you square the fact that they didn't exactly do what Trump wanted or would have preferred in other rulings? But put that aside. So you would have Alito and Thomas and two Trump justices. There's four who would have voted to overturn Roe. You would have Breyer still on the court, Sotomayor, Kagan, and Garland, if he had been appointed, the four on the other side, leave Roe alone. That would have put Chief Justice John Roberts smack dab in the middle. He would have been the swing vote. It is very clear that Roberts cares about his legacy, as has been indicated through all of these rulings from Obamacare on down. You'll note that he says, let's not overturn Roe in this current case, because it's going to happen anyway, 5-4. His vote was not needed, in other words. That way he can have his cake and eat it too. He can say, oh, no, I'm going to keep with this precedent, but yet have the policy change. Well, what if it had been 4-4 and he's the swing vote? I think he would have approved limitations on Roe, potentially in concert with the current case that's before the court, limiting it to 16 weeks, 20 weeks, something in there. So these people on the left who say, there you go, if we'd have had Merrick Garland, Roe would be intact. I don't think so. I don't think Roe was going to be intact regardless, but it might not be overturned. Now, that is a distinction. That is a difference. But again, anytime you start hearing from people who care more about the outcome and the decision than the process, then we're just back where we were when this case was first decided. And again, I went to a law school with lots of liberal professors, and they admitted this Roe decision was one of the more flawed constitutionally based decisions, but they liked the outcome. This was an example of, let's come up with a certain outcome and then we'll figure out a way to justify it. And that, to some degree, is why those on the left, the pro-abortion crowd, have been so nervous all this time. Because it's not the most fundamentally sound decision from a constitutional basis ever handed down by a court. And that would make it ripe for being overturned. Whether now, whether it was 20 years ago, or whether it'd be 10 years in the future. It's just not a solid constitutional decision. I might also say, because I have not talked to you since this all came out, we hear these people say, well, that's been settled for some 50 years. That's precedent. You can't change that. Really? Brown versus Board of Education, 1954, overturned the 1896 ruling in Plessy versus Ferguson that said separate but equal schools were just fine. That precedent was around longer than this precedent. Folks on the left, I presume, were okay with Brown overruling Plessy. See, we can play this game all day. We now have it all out on the table. Let's just see what the actual ruling says when it is handed down. I tend to go along with those who are saying to members of the Supreme Court, normally you would have released this in June, but given the extraordinary nature of the situation, the leak, the threats to the lives of justices, make it official now and let's move on. But then and again, if you do that, then those who violated the rules wind up winning, I suppose, because it's altered the schedule. But this is no way to conduct ourselves in society, and I would say that regardless of how the ruling came down, you just don't do what it is that some of these people are doing. Threatening, firebombing, blocking access to churches. Of all places that should be free from harm or the threat of harm, it should be a place of worship on a Saturday night or a Sunday morning, don't you think? But we had to hire additional security. We had to have parishioners stand outside the doors of churches to block protesters so that parishioners can get inside. That is not a civil society. And we have become the opposite of civil in so much discourse. And I don't want to hear, well, the other side does it. Well, fine, you want to be torn down, broken down to be what's on, what the others are doing? That's not appropriate. That doesn't let you look yourself in the mirror, which above all is one of the more important things you can do at the end of a given day, isn't it? Be able to look in the mirror and say, I conducted myself appropriately today. I was a good force in the world. I did not cause harm. The problem is there are probably some of these folks who think that their ends do justify those destructive means. And they probably can look themselves in the mirror, and that is a much more difficult thing to change. 844-747-8868. Looking forward to taking more of your calls in our next hour from the Liberty University studio. If you're with us for the next hour, Bill O'Reilly will be here to talk about killing the killers. Congressman Mark Walker of North Carolina as well. Hope you'll be here too. I'm Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Fear not, he's back tomorrow. Thanks for being along for this hour of the Todd Starn Show.
Well, our good friend Mike Lindell is back at it again. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Mike Lindell not only created the best pillow, but now he's created the best towel in the world. That's right. Mike Lindell found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, folks. You're going to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Normally $109.99, now just $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, welcome to hour number two of a Monday edition of the Todd Starnes radio program. Coast to coast on more than 100 tremendous radio stations and streaming live at toddstarnes.com, live stream as well on Gitter. Hello, fellow patriots. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd Starnes today, coming to you from my home base at News Talk 1540 KXCL in Iowa. I want to waste no time and want to go directly to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Standing by is someone who many of you hear each day, the O'Reilly Update on the radio, on the flagship of this program, the Mighty 990 in Memphis, on my station KXCL in Iowa. He and Martin Dugard are the authors of the brand new book, Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists. He is Bill O'Reilly. Mr. O'Reilly, Jeff Stein in for Todd. How are you, sir?
Good, Jeff. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Congratulations on the book once again. I believe I heard you in promotional announcements say this is some of the most important reporting you've ever done. That's certainly saying something. On what basis?
Well, it's the best reporting I've ever done. To convince these national security advisors from Bush the Younger all the way through the Trump administrations to talk to me and tell me exactly what happened in the trackdown and assassinations of the top terror leaders, Bin Laden, al-Baghdadi, Soleimani, Boko Haram, on and on, to have them tell me that when the information is classified, I don't know if I can ever top that reportage, and then we put it in the book. My one promise to these men, they're all men, was that I would not put anything in Killing the Killers that would harm America, and I didn't. But the detail that we have and the information about our weapon systems and how we track down these heinous individuals is unique. It's never before been put out there.
Bill O'Reilly, author of Killing the Killers, he joins us live on the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein in for Todd. You have reported on this for decades. What was it as you marshaled all this evidence, as you talked to these individuals, what was it that, I don't want to say surprised you, but what led you to sit back a bit as you put everything together?
Well, there are a number of things. Number one, there's a comfort in knowing how effective our CIA and NSA are. So people don't understand when a president comes in, the apparatus, the intelligence apparatus stays the same. They don't fire everybody and bring in new people like they do in a lot of the political departments. Mm-hmm. So the CIA and the NSA, National Security Agency, they have the most sophisticated surveillance in the world by far. And in fact, the terrorists, the jihadists, can't even make phone calls. So no matter where they call, what they do, it's picked up. And then the weaponry that we have should make everybody a little more self-assured. Our space weaponry, developed in the Trump administration because he spent hundreds of billions of dollars upgrading it, is just frightening. It's ferocious. And Putin and Xi don't have those weapons yet, and that's a constraint on them. Even Putin, he'd be causing a lot more trouble if we didn't have these space weapons. And we demonstrate that in the Soleimani takedown. What happened to him, and I'll just give you a little taste, Jeff.
Yes.
The only thing left of him after the Hellfire missile hit him from space was one finger with a ring on it, which is how they identified it with Soleimani. We have the picture of that in Killing the Killers.
That's amazing. And I'm holding a copy of the book right here in the studio. It the depth is amazing, not surprising because the other 11 books in this series had the same level of depth. Bill O'Reilly, Killing the Killers is the book, joining us on the Todd Starnes program. You said something a moment ago, and it was a direction I wanted to go. When I read this book, or as I read this book, I know what I felt. As the audience reads it, are they going to feel more secure about threats in the world?
Well, it's a dual situation. I think that we have a fairly good handle on the jihad and the Islamic terrorists, even though they're reconstituting in Afghanistan after the debacle that President Biden put us through. Al-Qaeda immediately started to reconstitute in the northeast part of that country. So that's there. And then ISIS is back in western Iraq and northern Syria. Now, these outfits exist for only one reason, and that's to kill infidels, and Americans are at the top of that infidel list. So the threat is there, it's real, and it's not publicized because there's nobody that really can report on the threat. If you're a reporter and you approach Al-Qaeda or ISIS, you're going to get your head cut off. So there are no reporters. On the other side, even though the CIA and NSA are very effective and the weaponry is very effective, inside the United States, and we know that 42 people were apprehended at the southern border who are on the terror watch list, we all know that the border is open, that President Biden, for whatever reason, does not want to enforce immigration law on the border, that Mayorkas, the Homeland Security chief, couldn't even run a Motel 6. That's how incompetent he is. So there's worry there that there can be infiltration by terrorists into the USA. Now, that's the FBI and Homeland Security. But once they get past the border, it's the FBI. The FBI is not as effective as the CIA and the NSA.
Bill O'Reilly, author of Killing the Killers, by the way, the photo that he referenced of the ring, page 197, if you want to jump ahead. All right, in our remaining 60 seconds or so, the Taliban in Afghanistan, again with the rule against women, what does that tell us with regard to their confidence and allowing terrorism to continue against this country potentially.
You know, when I read that story on Friday, I have to say, and this is my failing as a Catholic, I didn't feel sorry for the Afghan women or the people of Afghanistan. They didn't fight for their freedom. They allowed these monsters, these Taliban, everybody knows who they are, what they are. They allowed them to take control of their country. And what are you going to do? You know, we did our best there. We tried. We spent trillions of dollars trying to protect those people. And in the end, they said, we don't want to be protected. So they got what they got.
What is that going to mean for us?
Nothing. Taliban can't operate outside their borders. They can barely feed their own people. There'll be a revolution down the road against them because people have to eat to live and there's not enough food. It doesn't mean anything to USA. The only thing that matters is that they will not stop the jihadists, Al-Qaeda in particular, from doing the bad things that they do within the Afghanistan border.
Mr. O'Reilly, again, congratulations on the new book, Killing the Killers. I've appreciated your time today. Thanks so much for joining the Starn Show.
Well, thanks for reading the book, Jeff. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Likewise, sir. Bill O'Reilly. He and Martin Dugard are the authors of Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists. 11th book in the Killing series. 17 number one bestsellers. Most popular nonfiction book this series in history. Bill O'Reilly. And I have the book and I have read it because I'm talking with Mr. O'Reilly on my program in Iowa on Wednesday. So if you go to KXEL.com, you can get information about my local program there, which airs, by the way, right before the Todd Starnes show begins. Bill O'Reilly, Killing the Killers, and he joined us live on the Todd Starnes program, coast to coast here. And I did not get a chance to tell you. Well, I did tell you it was the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line that Mr. O'Reilly joined us on, and I believe I didn't get a chance to tell you that I'm speaking to you from the Liberty University studio. I want to make sure that we do that. And I know I didn't give you the phone number. So if you don't have it committed to memory, or if you're like me, if you got a new phone over the... Oh, this alone, I could fill 3 hours with getting a new phone. It's a station phone. The old one was 7 years old. Now, I'm guessing that Kyle and Grace are stopping right now, whatever they were having for lunch right now, and saying, wait, did he just say his old phone was 7 years old? Yes, he did. Because it worked. There was no reason to get anything else. But they're going to shut off the network or whatever it is. And so I had to go get a new phone Friday. And, I don't know. Just set it over there. I'm a little afraid of the new phone. But I don't have all the contacts in there that I need to have, was the point. So put this in your phone or jot it down by your landline. Yes, I have a landline too. What of it? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. React to anything you've heard on the program, including the conversation with Bill O'Reilly. We'll take your calls after this break. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Fear not, he'll be back tomorrow. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storm
coming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from Freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Welcome back to the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today from the Liberty University studio. Todd will be back tomorrow. Join us, won't you? 844-747-8868. 844-747-8868. That is how you can join this coast-to-coast conversation. Coming up just after the bottom of the hour, we will speak with former Congressman Mark Walker. He is running for the United States Senate in North Carolina, and we'll get a sense of what he is about and what he stands for. If you'd like to check it out, if you're near a computer listening to this program, it's Walker, the number 4, NC, for NorthCarolina.com. That's Walker4NC.com. Interesting poll numbers, by the way, from the state of Pennsylvania that were released yesterday. Now, this is from the Trafalgar Group, Robert Cahaley. These folks know how to do polling. Their track record recently has been better than anyone else's, without question. The U.S. Senate poll, fascinating to me. Question simply stated, if the 2022 Republican primary for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? And it is a tight three-way race, and these numbers may surprise some people. Dr. Mehmet Oz, 24.5%. Kathy Barnett, 23.2%. And Dave McCormick, 21.6%. You've heard a lot of talk about Oz and McCormick, not as much about Barnett. But look where she's sitting in this. I don't see the margin of error, but it's pretty much a logjam there. Oz at 24.5%, Barnett at 23.2%, and McCormick at 21.6%. Interesting point in that Trafalgar Group poll of the primary for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania released yesterday, 15.1% undecided. So you've got some choices to make, Pennsylvania, because that is a major, major race. But for anyone who says these things are over, or that there's no point because one candidate has this advantage or that advantage, money, endorsement, whatever, it doesn't count until you vote. And I have heard many of you talk with Todd on this program about your feelings about Ohio before that vote, Pennsylvania, which is coming up soon. But again, that poll, tight. And it is clearly anybody's race there in the state of Pennsylvania. We'll see how things are shaking out in the state of North Carolina just after the bottom of the hour when we speak with Senate candidate, former Congressman Mark Walker. Coming up in our next hour, by the way, former Iowa Congressman Steve King will join us live. His memoir is called Walking Through the Fire. He does not have many nice things to say about Kevin McCarthy, and he would suggest with good reason, based on how he was treated, he has some cautionary tales for those who think we should just simply trust Congressman McCarthy as a potential Speaker of the House. So we'll have that for you coming up just after the top of the hour. I did not mention it previously, but belated Happy Mother's Day to those who are mothers, who are mother figures. I include mothers of fur babies on this. I was just kind of noodling around not long ago on Instagram, and that's where I learned that Merlot has its own Instagram account. I said it's. I don't know if Merlot's a boy or a girl. I'm not sure Merlot cares. But in any case, Merlot has its own Instagram account. And to show you the difference in time frame, we had a dog who had its own MySpace page. Not recently, mind you, but so I make no fun, because I did the same thing, and I did click to follow Merlot on Instagram. And that's where you can find me at Iowa Politics on Twitter and Gitter and Parler and Instagram. Website is totallyiowa.com or KXEL.com. That's the station where I broadcast from in Iowa right before the Todd Starnes Show. Todd is on Twitter and Gitter at Todd Starnes, on Instagram at Todd Starnes FNC, and as you well know, it is toddstarnes.com. That is the website. And all manner of interesting things are posted during the show and, of course, the live show blog through the stream at toddstarnes.com. I don't know how I feel about the fact that the President of the United States was in Delaware golfing yesterday while his wife was in the capital of Ukraine. I don't think I want this president representing my country on the world stage, so in that respect, I'm okay that he stayed home. But it was Mother's Day, for crying out loud. And I saw a lot of news coverage that talked about her surprise visit. Well, you saw what happened when the UN Secretary General, wasn't it, said they were going to go to Ukraine. All of a sudden, Russia started bombing that area. That was not subtle. So I don't care that it was a surprise. You do these things for appropriate security. I believe Justin Trudeau was there as well yesterday. It's an interesting situation how our United States foreign policy is being conducted. And at the very time we need some level of strength coming out of Washington, a voice with strength and clarity. Well, we just don't have that, do we? We have someone who today, or I guess it was leaked over the weekend, they said that President Biden would announce his plan to take care of the inflation problem. Here is how we're going to address inflation. And that was immediately met by the stock market opening 500 points lower. Now, there's confidence right there. Biden says he's going to take action to try to address inflation, and immediately the market tanks. Oh, sure, there could be other reasons for it, mind you. Do you see the number of people who just don't want to take a meeting with Joe Biden? I mean, at first it was world leaders not taking his calls. Then it was the vice president saying she did not want to be next to him in a video about student loan debt forgiveness. And now you've got people who are running for office, like Congressman Tim Ryan in Ohio running for the U.S. Senate, saying, we'll just look at that down the road. That's a very nice way of saying don't bother coming. Yeah, it gives me a great deal of confidence. I'm confident we'll be back after this break. Jeff Stein in for Todd. Thanks for being here on the Todd Starnes Show.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program, coast to coast on this Monday. Hello, I'm Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. He'll be back in the Liberty University studio tomorrow. 844-747-8868 is how you can reach us. We'll take your calls in the next segment. But joining us now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is candidate for the United States Senate in the GOP primary coming up a week from tomorrow, former Congressman Mark Walker. Congressman Jeff Stein filling in for Todd on the Starn Show. How are you today?
Jeff, I'm doing great. I hope things are going well for you guys.
Well, we are doing well, but you've got to close the gap here in a week, really finish strong. 14 people on the ballot? Holy cow, how many pages is that going to take?
I don't know. And if just one if you're Republican, because you only get one vote, I think. But
sure.
But no, we're working hard at it. We've been blessed with 6 years in the U.S. House. We're the highest rated America First pro-Trump candidate. In fact, we're the highest rated conservative ever to serve in the top four positions in the U.S. House, and have a strong record. Was a pastor for 16 years before stepping away and serving those last six. So just had 200 pastors across the state this past Tuesday come out and support us, along with some other national endorsements. But we're working hard. Grassroots is who we are, and we're excited about the election a week away, 8 days from today, I guess.
What's your sense with regard to what folks in your state of North Carolina are looking for? What's the checklist of what Republicans would be looking for when they go to the polls, either now in early voting or on Tuesday the 17th?
I think they're looking for somebody that's courageous, somebody who's willing to get out there and speak truth, especially in a dark place like D.C. A lot of folks in the political arena, whether they're churchgoers or not, understand this is spiritual warfare as much as it is political. And that's what they're looking for, somebody who has the courage, the character, and the background to be able to stand up and take on what is becoming a more and more radical left. And I've traveled 70,000 miles, a little bit more than that now, across this state, and I'm seeing people, just everyday people that wanted to work hard, raise their family, and go to church. A year or two ago, maybe they weren't engaged, but we're seeing those folks more and more really involved because they understand what's at stake at this 21st century crossroads in our country.
What led you to step up and declare your candidacy? As you noted, you had 6 years in Congress. You did not run for re-election in 2020. So why this run at this time?
We were redistricted in North Carolina. Is a purple state. We have two Republican senators, a Democrat governor, and a Democratic North Carolina Supreme Court who has continued to play with the map. And we've gone from a projected 10-4, maybe even 11-3 Republican and Democrat, to now a 7-7-8-6. So it would have pitted me against running against another current Republican. This is something that we had been talking about for a couple of years, had met with President Trump and others, and just felt like this was the right time. North Carolina, frankly, needs a conservative senator with a solid backbone who will get up there and work on behalf of the people. And like I said earlier, not be afraid to call a spade a spade. And that's why I feel like that we are closing the gap. We've got some good momentum. It's going to be certainly a challenging race with the former governor, along with another member of Congress. So we're seeing how things go, but we've chosen to keep our nose to the grindstone, and we'll see what happens.
Are the other folks engaging? My understanding is that there are some who are willing to take an endorsement and not engage with fellow candidates.
Yeah, it's been interesting, and I'm a transparent guy. President Trump's endorsed candidate, Mr. Ted Budd. We've had four debates, and he has refused to show up for any, which is interesting because, unlike Pennsylvania, Ohio, and here in North Carolina, the three most prominent U.S. Senate races, all four candidates, top four, and all those others have shown up for debate except for Mr. Budd. And the thing about that is that anybody can hide behind these slick ads and slick commercials. This is a time to be challenged on not just what you believe, Jeff, but how you defend those beliefs. And I think that's crucial for someone who is unwilling to go out there. There's a verse in Jeremiah, if the footman tires you, what will the horseman do? I liken this, if you can't face Republican, your own candidates, your own counterparts, how are you going to go up against Chuck Schumer and their war machine, which again, North Carolina, is anticipating to break the all-time record for projected cost or expense. The money's coming into this place from New York and California. So I think that's a disservice to the people of North Carolina. And there's another litmus test that ever since this leak came out with Justice Alito, I've watched some of these candidates. In one of those conservative litmus tests, if your candidate is talking more about the leak than life, I think that's something that gives you a little bit of a sign here. And I hope that people are really paying attention, because we need strong believers that are willing to step up, men and women, to go to Congress, to go to the Senate, and be able to be unashamedly stand up for the Judeo-Christian principle values that have made this country great.
And not just simply get elected and have an R by their name, but actually live the principles. And it's hard to help a voter understand who's the best capable of doing that if they don't, I don't want to say confront, don't engage.
Absolutely, because you and I know there's a lot of nominal Christianity in the Republican Party. They've learned the vernacular. And to be able to go, in fact, I've said this before, the swamp is just as deep on the Republican side as it is the Democrat side. People often wonder, look, that dude said he was a conservative. What happened when it happened to Congress? Well, if you're only grounded in your political beliefs, the turbulent winds of D.C. will suck you in this vortex, and you've lost your way before you know it. You better be grounded in something deeper. And one of the ways that that's vetted out is taking questions, facing the public, and engaging as you know, this whole Biden strategy. Republicans are now kind of saying, well, maybe if we just spend enough D.C. dark money, we don't have to face the public. This is not good. This is not good. Our democracy demands, this great republic that we have demands you go out and engage. And we'll see. We'll see if this is a new trend, or will people hold these candidates responsible for not being willing to go out and face the crowds, face the questions, and certainly debate.
Mark Walker is a Republican running for Senate in the state of North Carolina. The primary is on the 17th. Walker4NC.com. That's the number four, Walker4NC.com. There's a nice bright red box in the upper right-hand corner. It says donate. If you like what you hear and you'd like to help his cause, go ahead and click on that, regardless of where you're listening to us on the Todd Starnes Show, coast to coast. This is an important seat if there's going to be a Republican majority. Based on your past experience in Congress, three terms, and your other life experiences, talk about why you think you are the best positioned to be an effective Republican senator, not only winning election, but then serving from your state of North Carolina.
Yeah, it's a fair question, and as we talked about, everybody should be able to answer the question. The reason that we believe in our heart that we are the best candidate is not only because of our record. In fact, we'd be 2 points higher than Ted Cruz when it comes to the top America First candidate. But God has allowed us to take that message into new places and new communities. As conservatives we are the only Republican at any level in North Carolina to be invited to give the commencement address at one of our historical black colleges and universities. And I'm the only one that's won the United Negro College President's Award. And you say, why is that important, Mark? Well, here's why that's important. Is because I want every boy and girl from every community to know their rights do not come from the federal government. They come from God, their creator. And if we don't take that message, look, you don't have to dumb down that conservative message one iota, not a single ounce. You be authentic, you show up, you go into these communities, and you talk about what individualism is over collectivism. You talk about what prosperity and hope and Psalms 139, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. That is what separates us from the rest of these Republicans who have learned or just talked the talking point, as opposed to getting out there, understanding what service is, but taking this message of hope to places. And frankly, some of these places, Jeff, they've never even heard this perspective because they've been inundated with their education, with arts, entertainment, all the different progressive ideologies. We have a chance. With this administration continuing to fail, we have a moment of time here to be able to advance certainly the kingdom cause, but the conservative cause, and what on the very foundation of, as I said, of what made this country exceptional as it's been for the last 250 years.
I must plead ignorance, Congressman. I'm not aware of the primary election rules in your state. Is it simply whoever gets the most votes wins, or is there the potential of a runoff if less than 50%?
Well, that's a great question. It was up. You used to have to get to 40%, Jeff. That was recently changed. Now it's dropped down to 30%, which I think, frankly, is too low of a number. But you would have to keep all the candidates. Now, with 14 running, people will say, is that possible? Well, there's considered three main candidates right now. It's unlikely to go to a runoff, but if that did happen, as you know, usually it's about a two-month of a date where you would go head to head with someone. That's how we got to Congress, taking on an establishment candidate. But we will see what happens. But we're not the most well-funded. We raised just under $2 million, which is beans these days when it comes to U.S. Senate race. But that those sweet contributions have been on the backs and to a great group of people, evangelicals and grassroots across North Carolina. A lot of it depends on turnout. We're watching and waiting, and we will see what happens. But we've never taken a single dollar of the D.C. dark money and just feel like that influence. I've watched this in D.C. Once you get attached to that, once you surrender that voting card, these groups never give it back.
You start talking about $2 million makes you long for the days of trying to come up with the church building fund in your early days as a pastor, doesn't it?
You just hit the nail on the head. It really does. And when you've got one of the candidates will cross the $14 million mark of a super PAC DC dark money just spent on the one individual's campaign. It makes it a little tougher and challenging. But we're out there. We don't mind it. We enjoy getting out there and talking with the people, and we believe and hope that will pay off come May 17th.
Boy, $14 million, that's Todd Stern's money right there. All right, it is walker4northcarolina.com. That's Walker, the number 4NC.com. Donate button in the upper right-hand corner. Congressman Mark Walker, who's running for U.S. Senate in North Carolina, thank you for the time today. Good luck in the race, and God bless.
Thanks, Jeff. Keep taking care of Iowa. We'll talk soon.
Very good, sir. Mark Walker joined us live on the Todd Stern's radio program. Again, Walker, the number 4NC.com. He joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Well, I don't have to tell you that America is facing huge challenges. I think about what we've talked here about here today in less than 2 hours. We haven't even touched inflation, which is continuing to go through the roof, the alarming crime rates, crisis at the southern border, these radical ideas. Just had a conversation on my program in Iowa about a school district basically telling students, go to whatever bathroom that you identify with. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. It's more than ridiculous. It's dangerous. And therefore, it's time to join forces with an organization that loves America. It's AMAC. That's the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC is America's conservative 50-plus organization. Our friends at AMAC are action-oriented. They fight each and every day to represent your interests on Capitol Hill with the AMAC advocacy team. So join today. Go to amac.us/starns, and then you can start receiving amazing benefits. Like what? Well, how about discounts on travel, cell phones, and restaurants? And as you get those benefits, you can rest easy knowing that they are fighting to preserve America and the causes that conservatives care about. It's just $16 a year, and you can join forces with AMAC and 2.3 million patriotic Americans who share your values. Be a proud member of AMAC. Todd Starnes is. Go to amac.us/starnes and join or renew today. That's the Association of Mature American Citizens, amac.us/starnes. 844-747-8868 is the number. Jeff Stein in for Todd. Back with your calls after this break on the Todd Stern Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storm
storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from Freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Welcome back. Final segment of hour number two of the Todd Starnes Show on this Monday. You know, towels, they just don't dry you anymore. I was sitting at home on the weekend watching, I imagine it was either Newsmax or Real America's Voice, one of the two, and saw Mike Lindell, Mr. My Pillow, of course, and showing us again how the normal towels just don't absorb water. They feel good in the stores, you get them home, and it's like, why bother? Mike Lindell at MyPillow found out that at around 2006, towels changed forever. Why? Well, we started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton. So they feel great, but I'm sorry, I need things to work. He found the best towel company right here in the USA, proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft, but yes, actually work. They're made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee, and I have no idea how he's able to do this, but take advantage of it, friends. This six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, regularly $109.99, now $39.99. Are you kidding? $39.99 for a six-piece set of towels that actually work. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials. Get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. That includes the towels. But here's what you really have to do. Make sure you enter promo code STARNS. MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS, or call 1-800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. But again, no matter how you get it, use promo code STARNS for the absolute best deal. $109.99 down to $39.99. Talk about passing the savings as a result of cancel culture onto you. That's MyPillow.com. 844-747-8868 is how you can join the conversation here in the Liberty University studio. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd. He'll be back tomorrow. Steve King represented the state of Iowa in Congress for 18 years. And he tells the story of how the liberal media on the left and not very loyal Republicans on the right conspired to drive him from office. And that's why he says, based on his experience, you cannot trust Kevin McCarthy. SteveKing.com is the website. His book, his political memoir, which was released locally last fall and nationally this spring, it's called Walking Through the Fire, My Fight for the Heart and Soul of America. And Congressman Steve King will join us at the top of this next hour after your break for local news and weather. He'll join us live on the Todd Starnes Show on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. It's going to be a fascinating conversation. I've spoken with him on this topic on the radio and off multiple times, and I think you need to hear what he has to say. I'd love to hear what you have to say, though, too. Much of this next hour is going to be taken up with your calls if you'd care to place it. Might as well queue up now and be ready to go at 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. The Buckingham Palace officials have announced that Queen Elizabeth II will not attend the opening of Parliament tomorrow. That's due to mobility issues, as the Queen had the COVID and is cutting back a bit on her schedule, and we certainly wish her all the best. I don't want to see her get into a fight with people in the House of Commons anyway. All right, thanks for being along for hour two. Stick around for hour three. Jeff Stein in for Todd. Thanks for being here on the Todd Starnes Show.
This as a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, despite attempts by some to change that, we welcome you to Hour 3 of this Monday edition of the Todd Starnes radio program, coast to coast on more than 100 excellent radio stations, streaming live not only at ToddStarnes.com, but also on Getter. Hello, fellow patriots. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd today. Todd will be back tomorrow. Coming to you from the Liberty University studio, my home base at News Talk 1540 KXEL in Cedar Rapids and Waterloo, Iowa, the 50,000-watt blowtorch scorching middle America with accurate news and reasonable views, and always a privilege to talk with you in Starnes Nation today. 844-747-8868, same number as you are used to using. Give us a call now at 844-747-8868. Joyce, stay on the line because I do want to talk to you in our next segment. The rest of you call in and line up as well. But joining us now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is a man who served 18 years in the United States Congress representing Western and Northwestern Iowa. His political memoir is entitled Walking Through the Fire, My Fight for the Heart and Soul of America. He's Congressman Steve King. He joins us on that Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from Northwest Iowa. Congressman King, Jeff Stein here for Todd. How are you, sir?
Just fine, and thanks a lot for having me on, Jeff. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Well, you have much to offer this national audience, in particular with regard to the man who could be Speaker, Kevin McCarthy. By the way, steveking.com is the website where you can get the book. Let's jump into this story in our limited time. You were interviewed by the New York Times. They misquoted you. They took it out of context. It was kind of a shady deal by which they even did the interview. That happened early one year, and to say that McCarthy abandoned you like a bad habit is probably not an exaggeration. Pick up the story, please.
Well, yes, and that New York Times quote, as you said, was a misquote. It was planned and strategized for several months in advance. I knew they were going to try to do a nationwide media broadside on me and force me to resign. Ted Cruz's former presidential campaign manager gave me a heads up on that and told me what they would try to do. So I was geared up to try to prevent that. And when this quote came out in the New York Times, which was, as you said, a kind of a shady way that all unfolded, it was a 56-minute interview. There are no tapes. There are no notes. And all it does is just misses a piece of punctuation that would have made everything completely different. But they used that because that's the only thing they had to grab onto. They were going to go forward anyway and try to force me to resign. My mistake was I believe that Kevin McCarthy had some kind of sense of loyalty, honesty, altruism, but he had none of that. And if I've completely underestimated the duplicity and the cunning of Kevin McCarthy. So when this unfolded, it was January 8th. I met with the person that was supposed to be a messenger to trigger this media assault against me to preempt that. I know when I did that, it sent a message up the chain to the people that were calling the shots. The next day, I had a primary opponent that announced at 11:23 the next morning. The day after that, the New York Times story came out. And after that, I was the most unjustly maligned person in America for at least months, if not longer than that. And I thought I could prove that this was false. I did prove it, but I didn't. But I thought Kevin McCarthy would have to acknowledge that. He acknowledged it to me. He promised me he would go to the steering committee and correct all of this. But instead, he did the exact opposite. Went and told the press that it was Steve King that was lying, not Kevin McCarthy. So as this unfolded, now you see what's going on with Kevin McCarthy and his duplicity and his comments about President Trump that were picked up on tape and published, ironically, by the New York Times. And also a number of other things that Kevin McCarthy has done where he's on both sides of the issue, sometimes in private, sometimes in public, and sometimes he's on both sides, whether it's both sides in private or both sides in public on the same issue.
You said ironically published by the New York Times, or perhaps by design published by the New York Times. Former Iowa Congressman Steve King joining us live on the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. There was not only the pattern of duplicity by Congressman McCarthy to you early on in this situation, but, and again, mysteriously, there's a candidate ready to challenge you in a primary, et cetera, et cetera. McCarthy also was not straight with you as that primary campaign played out.
No, he sure wasn't, Jeff. And when I said, I wrote in the book too, I've got the tapes and I've got the transcripts. There is no, and no one has poked a hole in the narrative in walking through the fire. It's well footnoted, well documented, and I know that you've read it all and you know that. So when I played the long game, and it's like essentially a year and a half long game, to make sure that I could get the information out, that I could prove beyond doubt that this was all false and that it was rigged. Because first of all, Kevin McCarthy never believed that I would vote for him for speaker, and he's got a singular motivation to become Speaker of the House at any cost. I say he's a narcissistic abuser in a clinical term of it. But as we got closer to that primary, I had had one or two meetings with him and with witnesses, and he committed to studying the documents I'd put out. And then over the telephone, subsequent to that, he committed to going to the steering committee and asking them to put me back on my committees. He never did that. I went to the committee with my own list and found out the votes were there. Then McCarthy went forward with a press conference and told the world, no, I never said that to Steve King. I never made that promise to Steve King, and I don't think he's ever going to be back on his committee. So that was what killed off my campaign. Kevin McCarthy strategized after my 18 years of not costing Republicans a dime and standing up for the platform every time and never letting the conservatives in this country down ever. And by the way, I stood before hundreds of people and said, there's the microphone. If I've ever lied to you, step up and tell the world. I don't think any other politician's ever done that. Maybe it wasn't too wise, but nobody ever went to the microphone. So now we have him poised to potentially be the Speaker of the House. And if this is the case, nothing will change unless leadership changes, Jeff.
Steve King, former Iowa congressman, joining us on the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. For those who don't know you, this may sound like, well, here's a guy who he has his nose out of joint because he got primaried out and this is all sour grapes, etc. The limitations on time compress this conversation, but you're not here to simply complain about how Steve King was treated. You're concerned about a broader issue with regard to the party that you serve so faithfully.
Well, I sure am, Jeff. And, you know, I made sure when I wrote my book, Walking Through the Fire, that it didn't have sour grapes in it, and it didn't have a vindictive thread in it either. It's factual. It lays it out because the public needs to know what kind of people we're dealing with at the top levels of the Republican Party, at the national level, and also at the state level here in Iowa. And when I finished writing the book, I'm still stunned. I wrote the facts down. I went back and reviewed them. I recorded an audio book as well. I mean, I'm really familiar with all of the words in here. Of course, I wrote them. But I'm still stunned that there are people in leadership positions, and not one of those people that were dependent upon that chain stepped up like a statesman and said, we can't have this. By the way, Kevin McCarthy knows, and he knew then, that no one who had ever been removed from their committees by their own party, which was unilaterally done by Kevin McCarthy to me, no one had survived a subsequent election. It is a political death sentence to remove someone from their committees. He knew that. It was willful. And he'll do that over and over again to his enemies. They pushed other people out in more subtle terms because of that. And now he's poised to potentially be the Speaker of the House. And he's turned on Donald Trump behind the scenes, we know from the New York Times, and comes around with a different position. Here's something else that I think the public needs to know. I led on the National Heartbeat Bill, right in the middle of all of this with the Supreme Court in being in the media today. I took that to 174 co-sponsors. I had 100% promise to get a markup before committee, and then we'd decide whether it would come to the floor or not. And in the last 2 weeks of the lame duck session in 2018, Kevin McCarthy killed the heartbeat bill. He just stepped in and killed the heartbeat bill. And within about 6 weeks, he's the lead pro-life signature on a fundraising letter for Susan B. Anthony list. That's the duplicity of Kevin McCarthy.
Steve King, former Iowa congressman, joining us on the Todd Starnes Show. There was no stronger voice on behalf of the unborn than Steve King. How do you feel your record on fiscal matters shapes up historically?
Well, I've always been I'm a natural born social and fiscal conservative. I don't have to put my finger into the wind. It's just my background and my way of thinking, the gift from God. And so I've always pushed for a balanced budget. I pushed harder than anybody else when I was first elected to Congress and sworn in 2003. And I stayed with that ever since. I finally got us to bring a balanced budget to the floor of the House. Actually, we did it several times, but we never got the budget balanced. And so I voted against a lot of spending. I had a legislative director who's now with the Heritage Foundation and moved up pretty well in that organization that sat down and calculated. He took seven bills that I had either introduced or amendments. And if they had all passed, his calculation was we would have balanced the budget and paid off the national debt if the rest of the Congress had followed my lead on spending, Jeff.
In our remaining...
Sorry.
No. I just want to make sure that we stick to the time we promised you in our remaining minute or so. For those who thought, okay, I thought we had the Freedom Caucus and I thought we had folks who were really pushing here, et cetera. How is it that the skids have been greased for McCarthy then? If, in fact, he has this record of saying one thing, doing another, or saying two different things, depending on who he's talking to, how is it that the carpet's being rolled out for him?
Well, he controls everybody's committee assignments on which committees they'll be on and whether they're a ranking member or a chairman of a full committee or a subcommittee. He controls the flow of all their legislation. He can keep their amendments, even their amendments, off of the floor. He can control their foreign travel, and he can control the fundraising off of K Street, the PAC fundraising out of K Street. And then of course the media messaging that can come out of there too. So they're afraid that they'll get on the wrong side of Kevin McCarthy. And I saw that happen over and over again. When this came down on me, it was Kevin McCarthy, the prosecutor. I mean, he was the lead guy on it, and my book proves that, I think. But I noticed that as chairman of the Conservative Opportunity Society that I chaired for 16 years, founded by Newt Gingrich and others, by the way, that room would fill up pretty good at 8 o'clock breakfast on Wednesday morning when I'd have a keynote speaker there, and we'd do our I did that for 16 years. They didn't really want to stand out in the front of the cameras with me when I did a press conference, but they were happy to get together behind closed doors. That'll tell you how much leverage Kevin McCarthy has over members. And we've got good principled people in the Freedom Caucus, Conservative Opportunity Society, both. And I believe there's a core of them that do not want to see him be speaker. But there have been some things moved behind the scenes there that are kind of hard to explain. And I know that there's leverage that McCarthy has brought to bear. He's trying to get them won over to his side.
SteveKing.com is the website. That's where you can order a book directly from the author. He'll sign it. He'll pack it. He'll send it to you. Get it wherever you get your good books. It's called Walking Through the Fire, My Fight for the Heart and Soul of America. Former Iowa Congressman Steve King, thank you for the time on the National Starnes Show. God bless.
Thank you so much, too, Jeff. I appreciate you and Todd as well. So God bless you all.
SteveKing.com, Congressman Steve King joining us on the Todd Starnes program. By the way, people who have endorsed this book, Michelle Bachman, Tom Tancredo, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, Louis Gohmert, Jim DeMint, Michelle Malkin. That's a pretty heavy list right there. SteveKing.com. And Congressman King joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We have a couple of callers lined up at 844-747-8868. Why don't you join them? We'll take your calls after this break. Jeff Stein in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. 844-747-8868. That's the number that Joyce used to call in from North Carolina, where she's listening on the great Starnes affiliate WSIC. Joyce, thanks for calling. Jeff Stein in for Todd. How are you today?
I'm doing fine in a way, but while I waited so long, I was dreaming about Donald Trump.
Well, that's not a bad dream to have, I would guess, depending on where you went with that. What's on your mind?
I love that man. I wrote him letters. He sent me pictures of himself, Melinda, and Mike Pence. I got 20 letters from Donald. I ain't heard from him lately. But what I want to talk about is that Pat McCord. Is he going against Ted Budd?
Well, now, I'd have to look. You're talking about, now, we had Mark Walker on last hour of the program.
I listen to him. I really like him.
Okay. Go ahead.
Here in North Carolina, mm-hmm. Pat McCord is our governor.
Okay.
And I do not like him.
Okay, and why not?
He's been talking about Ted. Bunch of lies.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And I hope Pat moves it. Because I can't take him no more.
Yeah, Pat McCrory is on the ballot as well, so he's spreading lies, huh? How do you get your good information about that race there in North Carolina that you're going to vote on May 17th?
I get these advertisements on TV. On TV, where they have them ads on TV.
Sure. Now, how do you know to separate what is good information from a fair amount of bull, shall we say?
Well, the reason why I don't like Pat, he's not fixing our roads in North Carolina.
Okay.
No. We've got one in Newton, North Carolina, that needs fixing real bad. And it's bumpy.
Mm-hmm.
And up the road from me, they don't have a pedestrian sign. Slow down, because there's children in my community that I'm afraid they're going to get run over, and they will not put a sign up.
Hmm. Now, who have you talked to there?
The road crew, I think.
Okay.
I talked to, you know, Jeff McNeely?
I don't. No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Well, I'm so glad to talk with you and Grace.
Wow, you're so kind. Thank you so much for calling in, Joyce. I hope you had a good Mother's Day.
I did. I went to church again. And all us women got a little gift card and a mom's card. And my son bought me a candle.
Oh, that's good.
And a part.
Yeah.
And my daughter, she's good to me.
Well, good. Well, that's the there's no better job on the planet. And we're at the end. You can say it's
church.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's no better job. Thank you, Joyce, for calling in. No better job on the planet than bringing life into this world and raising it to be a good, God-fearing adult that takes care of its family. Thank you so much, Joyce, for calling in from North Carolina. Murph, I'll take your call after this break. How about the rest of you join us here in the Liberty University studio as well? Plenty of time for calls coming up. 844-747-8868. Jeff Stein in for Todd. Thanks for being here on the Todd Starn Show.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Welcome back to the Todd Starn Show from the Liberty University studio. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. He's back tomorrow. Join this conversation if you would at 844-747-8868. That is the number that Murph called. He listens to the flagship, the Mighty 990 in Memphis. Murph, good afternoon to you. What's on your mind today?
Professor Stein, thank you for taking this call.
Yes, sir.
Just curious, I've kind of followed the former representative from Iowa, the Honorable Representative King.
Yes.
And, of course, everybody watches the Honorable Representative McCarthy from California. And as a former American government teacher, those two gentlemen have been in Congress in the United States House of Representatives for in excess of 18-plus years.
Right.
And during that time, the deficit, the debt, has gone from anywhere from 6 to 9 trillion to what are we sitting on today? $30 trillion.
Yeah.
Dollars. Our grandchildren, your grandchildren, and their grandchildren are in hot up to their nose.
Yeah.
So are those two gentlemen part of the problem, or are they part of the solution?
Now, when I saw that you were calling in on that topic, I did ask, because Grace was kind enough to let me know on the email, so I did ask Congressman King, and I trust you heard his answer about...
I caught the last of it.
But. All right, well, he essentially was saying that he had introduced the balanced budget amendment that the Heritage Foundation folks had said if they would have followed the Steve King policies, we would have had a balanced budget. We would have eliminated this deficit, et cetera. So in that respect, I guess I'd say at least neutral. It's certainly not as much a problem as some of these folks who try to bring home big sackfuls of money for their districts.
Oh, yes. And at least he went to bat. You know, you pat him on the back for that. At least he tried.
Yeah.
And it's hard to understand the attraction of the Honorable Kevin McCarthy in California, who... he's like his counterpart in the United States Senate, who kind of plays the fence instead of, you know, demanding what his constituency wants. But he's Californian, and they kind of go with the flow anyway.
Well, but, it's money, though, is it not, Murph? Because here's the thing.
Yes.
It's our money, yes, absolutely right. But when you're talking about the congressional campaign committees, He's mm-hmm. very good about turning on the spigot, turning it off. And so he's co-opted a lot of people. I mean, I've read some news coverage of this where basically he brought them in under the tent, gave them some plum positions in leadership, in essence saying, you know, just don't oppose me on my mission and I'll take care of you. And that smells like a sellout to me, I hate to say. I'm not there, so it's a little harsh. But what do you think?
Well, I can't disagree with you. Once you get the seat of power, it's hard to hard to let go of it because it's so addictive. And that was one of the subjects we always talked about in class when I was in the classroom. The letter P stands for what, class? Stands for power. Yes. Politics, power. Yes. And I thought your last caller was rather interesting because the former speaker, Tip O'Neill, hit it on the head. All politics is local.
Yes,
because
sir.
She's worried about Newton Road or something
yes.
not getting fixed. That was hilarious.
Well, but that's the reason that, you know, and I think you might agree that, you know, as you taught those students for years and I taught college students for 25 years, it all comes down to the connection you might have with that one individual. And so it's, you know, we can sit there and theorize about things, but it's brass tacks about whether my road's been paved, whether or not I called the congressman and got a flag delivered to my house, et cetera, right?
Yes, sir. You hit the nail on the head.
Murph, I
Take
always
care
appreciate
and all the best.
Yes, sir. I always appreciate when you call in from Germantown to the Todd Starnes Show. 844-747-8868. Jeff Stein in for Todd. Patty is on the line from North Carolina. Patty, thanks so much for joining the Todd Starnes Show. How are you today?
Good. I'm great. I just wanted to let you know I went to the rally on Friday in Pennsylvania.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Well, it was, no, you wouldn't have been. It was cold, rainy. Oh, my God. But it was like, he still had, I'm telling you, he could draw crowds in. He's like a rock star. But a lot of people, I'm telling you, there were a lot of people not happy with Dr. Oz.
Tell me why.
They just said, you know, they just were not, he's got a lot of, he flip-flops a lot, and a lot of people were more for either McCormick or Barnett. Barnett might be, watch out for Barnett. She might be the horse that won the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah,
Barnett might come right through there because I'm telling you, people like her.
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, I saw the coverage on TV, and I saw that y'all were just getting rained on, and I felt for you. I'm still jealous you were there, but I did feel for you. But did you hear the poll results that we mentioned earlier in the program? Trafalgar Group has Oz at the top, but barely ahead of Barnett, and both a couple of points ahead of McCormick, and that's what you saw on the ground there in Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah, I believe there's a lot of Barnett fans. I think she's going to be the. I think she's going to come from behind. I believe Donald Trump. Don't get me wrong. I love Donald Trump, but I really believe sometimes he don't get the right advice. And I think and a lot of people use him. And I just get mad sometimes because he's a really good guy. And you know what? I just want to say one thing about McCarthy. Never liked him. He talks on both sides of his mouth. Okay? I don't like him. Don't like him. I think a lot of the rest of the country would agree with me. I do not like Kevin McCarthy. I just never liked him. But he probably will become Speaker of the House, which is a shame. But he's going to be the Pelosi of the Republican Party.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Pelosi is the Speaker of the House. Well,
right.
He's going to be the Pelosi of the. He's going to be he's going to be the same way.
I thought maybe you meant that he got his hair done during pandemics, and I wasn't sure where you're going with that, Patty.
I just don't think that he's going to be. He's two-faced. I just don't like him. I see him all the time, and I see him talk. He says one thing, and he changes it. I mean, I just don't think it's going to work out. A Speaker of the House would, I mean, he's going to get in there, and there's going to be a lot of problems. It's, you know, the Democrats, you know where they're coming from. We all know where they're coming from. It's more of the Republican Party that's the swamp.
So if not Kevin McCarthy, then who would you think would make a good Speaker of the House?
Well, to be honest with you, I thought Jim Jordan would, but he won't do that. But then again, I agree with Todd Starnes. I really believe Trump would be. And Trump, it would be a great thing for Trump, because Trump, if he can go right from Speaker of the House to the presidency.
Well, the fact that he'd be third in line also is nothing short of hilarious for some of us who enjoy these things. But and I know a lot of people have talked about that, and Todd is one of them. Is that the best use of Donald Trump's time leading up to the 2024 election?
Well, I would believe that him going around the country doing his, I've been to a lot of rallies, and he's great, and I understand, but he's got, I really believe that, like I said, you know, him trusting certain people, like, I know I live in North Carolina, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to vote for Ted Budd. And that's who I'm voting for. I'm voting for Ted Budd. And I think anybody that, a lot of people around here in my area, they love Donald. I mean, you see Trump signs. You see Trump flags everywhere. Everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, if Donald Trump, a lot of people, they follow Donald Trump. And I think with Dr. Oz, though, I just got a very bad feeling that I don't think it's going to be. I think it's either going to be McCormick or Barnett.
All right. We'll watch, Patty. Thank you for calling in today from North Carolina. I greatly appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful day. 844-747. No, thank you for calling. 844-747-8868. That's how you can join this conversation. Plenty of time for you to weigh in and join us here in the Liberty University studio. It's an interesting thing that Patty mentioned. Again, Donald Trump this cycle is undefeated. What is it, 55-0 in terms of endorsements? But there are some people who say, I'll vote for Trump all day and twice on Sunday, but I don't want him telling me who to vote for. And it's interesting then, something that Patty said, that she does not care for Dr. Oz, who was endorsed by Trump, but her response is, well, hey, he just doesn't get the right advice. And that's an interesting thing as we look to see how these endorsements play out, certainly in Pennsylvania, certainly in North Carolina, and moving along. 844-747-8868. One more segment with your calls from the Liberty University studio. We'll get to it after this short break. Jeff Stein enjoying filling in for Todd today. Thanks for being along on the Todd Starnes Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Final segment of this final hour of a Monday edition of the Todd Starn Show from the Liberty University studio. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. You heard guests earlier on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Now more than ever, it's important to support those companies and organizations that share our values. And you know, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They not only share our beliefs, but they do something about it by donating a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for the causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Use promo code Todd. You'll get not only free activation, but also a free gift. Broadest nationwide coverage. They use the same towers other carriers use. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, great discounts for veteran and first responder heroes, as well as multi-line users. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd or call their U.S.-based, thank you very much, customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. Get your special discount and free premier activation by using promo code Todd. For details, that's PatriotMobile.com/Todd or call 972-PATRIOT. All right, a couple of callers. You're taking care of business here as we wrap for the day, and I appreciate it. Pete, you're calling in from Georgia, listening to North Georgia's WDUN. What's on your mind today? Donald Trump is speaker. What do you think, Pete?
Well, I think the simple answer is that Donald Trump cannot be Speaker of the House without first being elected to Congress.
That's actually not true. The Speaker does not have to be a member of Congress.
Really?
Yep. And that's why this idea caught fire, because of the fact that it typically is someone who is a member, but it is a bit of a quirk in our Constitution. The Speaker does not have to be a member.
Wow.
There you go. You learned something on a Monday. Yeah, you learned something on a Monday. Would you like to see Speaker Trump, or is that more of a sideshow in your view?
Well, I think Trump's personality would not lend itself to being Speaker.
Yeah,
and I say that because as a corporate leader, we saw that during his presidency where basically he wanted to tell people to do things and see it done. The speaker simply can't do that. Speaker has to rally support.
Yeah, and it's a tougher thing to herd those cats, isn't it?
It is, and that's what makes our Congress so steady over the years. Not just that we have people who serve for a long time, but it's difficult to get things done. You have to wrangle a lot of support. And I'm not sure that's in Trump's personality.
That's an excellent point, Pete, and I'm so glad you called in from Georgia today. Bill is calling in, listening to the Mighty 990 flagship from Cordova, Tennessee. You also want to talk about a possibility of Speaker Trump. Bill, thanks for joining the program.
Well, thank you. First of all, I want to wish Todd a quick get well, and hopefully he's back on the air soon. But when I was in the studio this morning and I heard that he was not going to be there, my first comment was, I hope it's Jeff Stein that fills in.
Oh, aren't you kind. I hope you said that loud and proud. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
I did, very loud.
Thank you for that.
I wanted to comment, though, on Donald Trump. Actually, if you don't mind, have a minute after, I'd like to plug my foundation, too, but that's just an if.
You got 2 minutes. Use them as you wish.
Okay. Donald Trump, I think, would be a good speaker in one sense because he would let the investigations need to be investigated, like the true January 6th investigation, be investigated properly, and the questions that need to be asked would be asked. Why did Nancy Pelosi deny his request to have National Guard at the securing the Capitol building on the 6th? Trump made that request on the 5th. She denied it.
Right.
And what did they know and when did they know it is the next big question. But I think the last caller, Patrick, I think his name was right about one thing. Trump is very aggressive, and he might be a little too pushy, but I think he could do the job if he could tone it down a little bit. And third in line for the presidency is a plus.
Do you think that Speaker McCarthy would do some of these same things with investigations or not?
I think to a limited degree he would, more so definitely than Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, sure.
But the truth of the matter is, you know, I hear people all the time bashing D.C. politicians and saying, oh, they're all corrupt and and all this, and he's got this skeleton in his closet, and she's got that skeleton. You can't elect anybody in this country or worldwide to any office that doesn't have a skeleton. So to say that is kind of like, you know, you're looking for perfection. You're never going to find it.
No, but, that's certainly true. But now we've got about 1 minute, so I want to let you talk foundation, Bill. Go ahead.
Okay. I run a foundation called the Mary M. Hess Foundation for Acute Stroke Care and Rehabilitation. We're trying to raise funds to help pay for therapy for stroke survivors after their benefits, like Medicare, when their day benefit period expire. And it's a personal story. People can go to Hess. I shouldn't say personal. It's a public story because on my website, hessstrokefoundation.org. Read the story, click the donate button, and make a donation, please. And we're also having a fundraiser here in Memphis at the Butcher Shop Restaurant on Germantown Road, June 3rd at 6 p.m. I'd like to invite all of Memphis, but the corporate segment of Memphis really needs to be involved in this, and I'd like to ask the corporate segment for donations as well, either contributions for auction items or a donation to my foundation. To help us help senior citizens and stroke survivors improve the quality of life in nursing homes and give them better care than what they're getting.
Bill, that's tremendous. HessStrokeFoundation.org, thanks for reminding us about that. And that's going to just about take care of business for this Monday edition of the Todd Starn Show. You know, we talked about killing the killers, and we talked about walking through the fire. How about going to ToddStarns.com, click on the books link. What the heck? Our Daily Biscuit, Culture Jihad, God Bless America, The Deplorables Guy. Just get the quartet of books, why don't you? Jeff Stein, thanks to everybody in Memphis. This has been the Todd Starn Show.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.